I would say so, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're definitely going to build at this area here at Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think to some extent we'll have, I shouldn't say, it's not an advantage not to have a medical school in this area. There's no way, you know, no matter how much I'd like to argue that we have some kind of competitive advantage, it's not an advantage not to have a medical school, because the enormous breadth and capacity and facilities for life sciences that a medical school brings is always an asset when you're pursuing anything, biology. I think this Nanosystems Institute will be a real asset, mm-hmm. and our connection with UCLA, which we didn't emphasize here today, on the biology side of things and on the medicine side of things, I think will be a way for us maybe to develop some characteristics that we might be lacking for not having a medical school. Uh-huh. And I certainly don't mean to convey, because it's not at all true, that I have any anti-medical feeling.
Right.
I'm just trying to develop something here that suits our own capacity.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, the other thing I would say back about what traditional electrical engineering, or even current and practical electrical engineering, if you go to the companies, some of which we've mentioned in Minneapolis, like Medtronic or cardiac pacemakers or something like that, you know, there's no dispute that these are biomedical companies. But the technological innovations, some of the most, not exclusively, but some of the most important technological innovations that drive those companies have nothing to do with either biology or medicine. I mean, I don't know that there would be a more important thing that could happen for Medtronic than to be able to make a tiny, powerful battery, which has nothing to do with biology or medicine, but certainly has a heck of a lot to do with pacemakers.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, lots of biomedical things aren't biomedical at all.